Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and the Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our great friend from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty good. How are things going on your way?
It is beautiful here today.
Yeah. Nice sunshine, enjoying the weather. What has Mother Nature got in store for us, Paul?
Yeah, you know, still looking at these cooler temps here today, and then it's pretty pleasant here into the weekend, and then next week things starting to heat up on the way to some 9-degree temps by midweek, but still on track to about mid-70s today, as we do stay with some more cloudiness and some partial sun, as well as temperatures will top off at about 76, 51 tonight. And then a mainly sunny sky Friday, just a slight chance for a storm late, high at about 82, 56. Isolated shower storm chance early Friday night. And then on Saturday and Sunday, still sunny both days, just a slight chance for a storm popping up late in the day, both Saturday and Sunday. 82 on Saturday, mid-80s Sunday, overnight lows still in the upper 50s through the end of the weekend. And then warming up a little more each day next week, mid-80s, some sun Monday, around 90 Tuesday, looking at about 93 Wednesday as a string of some 90s continues through the latter part of the week. But in the meantime, we'll enjoy mid-70s and some more clouds and some sunny breaks out there today.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'll pass on the 90s. But this, you know, high 70s, low 80s is kind of perfect July weather.
I was going to tell Paul to run because Terry does not like anything above 90. So I was going to tell you to run, Paul.
But I'm happy to be at work in the AC on those days.
Yeah, I am totally with you. I can go without one 90-degree day. I'd just be fine for the summer without it.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. I agree.
Appreciate the time, Paul, as always. We'll talk tomorrow and get people ready for the weekend.
All right, sounds good.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you guys too.
Thank you.
Best in the business, our friend Paul Trombley, the friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. He's great.
I mean, I kind of feel like he just ordered today for me.
He kind of did. Kinda
like,
did.
It's just perfect.
He wanted to take good care of you. He's good people, Paul Trombley. He's good
people. I mean, I'll take it.
We got great stuff coming up in the next couple of hours. In just a little bit, of course, we're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. A little bit later, we got four things to do when you hit a huge jackpot.
I didn't, by the way.
No.
California.
My first sign was that you were here.
I still would have came this morning. Yeah,
just to rub it in my face.
No, I know. I would not be announcing it over the radio first.
No, you're too.
You think I would have got out of here at 10? You think I would have been like stuck in the building looking for an escape hatch?
I have a feeling that there's a lot of people that would have been reaching out throughout the show and everything.
I'd kind of keep it on the down low probably for a little while.
I would as long as I could.
I mean, I know you have to disclose at some point, but yeah.
I would as long as I could, that's for sure. In next hour, 9 o'clock hour, we have got, of course, we're going to kick things off with our friend Madison Rafter from the Southwood County Humane Society and our pet of the week.
Do we know what's coming today?
No, we don't. We never
do. Mystery.
She always surprises us. Okay. I love it. After that, we'll have a little entertainment news, and then I want to get into the weirdest foods pregnant women crave. I think that's an interesting topic. It always is. We'll get into that one. I got that. It recently, there was some a study that was done on it, so we're going to go ahead and dissect that a little bit, have some fun with it. Of course, we've got some That Ain't Right stories and good stories of the day. Keep in mind with all of our topics, but especially, you know, our That Ain't Right stories. I've got one coming up a little bit later that is a perfect example of, is it right or wrong? And you guys can call up and chime in and let us know.
Like all things these days.
Yes. 424, yes. 2600, 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Before we wrap up, we'll also get an update from our United Way. Find out more about what's going on with them. Right now, though, Terry, do you consider yourself an early bird?
I do, except I didn't always. Mm-hmm. This is kind of, mm-hmm. you know, as I get old, as I age, mm-hmm. I find myself up. Or you know what I mean? Like more ready to go in the morning. I used to be a night owl mm-hmm. and sleep in, and now definitely go to bed early and get up early.
I have always been nocturnal. I've always been a night person. Radio changed that. I started doing this job, morning shows, and not only did I get up earlier, but I found that my body gets up earlier. And now, even when I have days off or anything like that, doesn't matter. I'm up at the same time. So I am some kind of weird hybrid of a night person, morning person.
Well, it's funny because I might wake up at my normal time, like on a, you know, like on a Saturday, let's say. I'll wake up at my normal time and I'll think in my mind like, oh, I should go back to bed. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I should. Yeah. And I might do that, but I really feel much better all day if I just stay up. I'm not always smart enough to do that, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, just in general. You know, it's kind of funny. You have that old, like, somebody says, oh, it's only 10 p.m., and the other person says, it's already 10 p.m., and then those are the people that marry each other, right?
It seems to be that way. Yes, it does. It seems to be that way. My mom and dad are a little like that. My dad had hip surgery the other day, and he's home. He's recovering. He's all right. I appreciate everybody's nice feedback about how he was doing. He had a little rough night last night, so we were up with that, and then I've got some tooth pain, which I would rather get kicked in the junk than deal with tooth pain. Like, that fades. Tooth pain just throbs. It just doesn't go anywhere.
I was up all night. I can't compare for you. I don't know.
I was up all night, but I felt like once 5:30 hit, I felt a jolt. I felt like a second wind happen and everything. So I don't necessarily, I know I'm going to hit a wall.
Oh, yeah, you'll crash sometime. Yeah, for sure.
But I feel fine right now and everything. And part of it is also routine and what you're used to and what you make your body get used to. Not that that is the healthiest thing to do, but it is a kind of how our bodies react. Well, I'm bringing this up because the Wall Street Journal just did a big article on an emerging trend. Suddenly, a lot more of us are early birds for some reason. Restaurants are now seating 10% of customers between 2 and 5. That's up from 5% in 2019. They're also closing earlier because it doesn't make financial sense to stay open. Getting a reservation at 7 can be easier than at 5 now. It's always been the opposite of that, and now the new trend is to close the kitchen around 8. Uber says trips to restaurants between 4 and 5 are up 10% since 2019, and rides to restaurants after 8 are down 9%.
I'd rather actually, I mean, I'm fine with occasionally going out to dinner at a later time, but I'm not really a big snacker after dinner. So, and I prefer an earlier dinner. You know, like 6 o'clock is probably where I top out for wanting to, but I, of course, am also curled up with my book by 8:30, so there's that.
Yeah, there is that. So why are people shifting from night owls to early birds? No one's sure, but here are two theories. It's become trendier for young people to be healthy, avoid alcohol, and get a full night's sleep. So that's one possible factor.
That's a nice factor. I like mothers like that. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that sounds really good.
When's the last time a trend was good? Like, that's weird. Okay. And working from home might be another one. If you don't have to drive home and get ready before you go out, you can meet up with people earlier. Plus, skipping out of work early is easier if your boss isn't there. So they're saying that might be part of it too. Yeah, you ain't going to keep a job that way. So that has another end of it too. But I just am a little taken back by a trend that's not, you know, something bad or horrible.
I do think, though, a lot of, you know, just not that people weren't there was always healthy people in the community, of course, but there's this. I do agree that there's a segment of the younger generation that is, you know, they're out walking their dog, they're out running, they're out, you know, the trend seems to be morning, right? So before whatever, going to work or settling in at home for work or whatever it is. So, hey, I think that's awesome.
If it keeps people donating, if it keeps people out there active and doing things and stuff, that's great. I mentioned donating because I wanted to get to this before we went to our break. Civic Media Statewide Blood Donation Challenge. We are calling on all heroes. Plenty of people can do a lot of good things in the community, and plenty of people are looking to ways for doing good things in the community. But not everybody has a lot of time or finances and unable to do that, but there are a lot of people out there that can donate that may not even realize they can. We have been in the shortage long before the pandemic. The pandemic really hurt things and hasn't gotten much better since. If you are able to donate, it is one of the greater ways of strangers helping strangers, of people doing something good with that a small time frame. Takes 45 minutes, an hour tops, sometimes even less than that, to donate, and boom, you're done. And you can carry that feeling with you for months of how good it feels. And along with all that, now you can win some free stuff from us at Civic Media.
Awesome.
We also have, you do this. So what you do is like, let's say you're going to go to the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center. You can donate there today between 8:15 and 2:45. You go there, take a picture, take a selfie of you donating blood, and then use the hashtag #CivicPints. Put that on your social media. You'll get in the running for Brewer tickets, State Fair tickets, Civic Media gear, all that kind of stuff. If you include WFHR and WI hashtags, WIRI, if you include one of those or both of those on your hashtags in your post, you'll also win rafter tickets instantly, just like that.
Very cool.
But I don't know if we're promoting this part of this thing right. You already win. By donating, you have already won. You don't need gear, tickets, these kind of things. We hope it incentivizes you. We hope that it gives you a reason to, an extra bonus, icing on the cake to do this. But make no mistake about it. Ask anybody who's ever donated blood. They didn't need anything to do it. They did it, and they felt great from it. It's a win just doing it. Go ahead and do it. Get yourself some Brewer tickets, maybe, or State Fair tickets, but also do some good.
And the other win is that you're getting this out on your social media and getting your friends, family, you know, other people in your circle to think about it. Maybe they've never done it. Maybe, you know, maybe they ask you a question, or maybe they're just like, oh, you know what? I got to get back in the habit of doing that and being part of it. So, you know, I think it's as much, it is cool. You could win something. Yeah, and who wouldn't want to go to State Fair? Yeah, you know, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But I think there's just also helping promote and spread the word so that, you know, something can be done to help alleviate some of that shortage.
Well said. You could also go to civicmedia.us/giveblood and upload it right there. Just submit your entry that way. Feel free to do so. We look forward to more and more people being a part of this. Thank you, everybody out there, for being a part of this.
I think we should do a remote. Like, we could be right now having blood pumped out and doing our show.
Yeah, I'd give blood on the air. I'd do that. Yeah. I don't faint from that kind of stuff. So I had a friend at the station in Santa Barbara I worked at. They did this once. And the guy, we had to keep going to break. Because he kept passing out. I'm not even kidding.
Also, he's like,
an hour straight, we're trying to do this, and the needle would get close to his arm, and he'd pass out. One time, his head hit the microphone.
Why didn't he just look the other way?
I don't know. He was the program director. I did not. To this day, I give him a hard time.
Sounds a little
wimpy. Yeah, yeah. He has not really lived this down, and it was over 10 years ago.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We're coming back and doing some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu right here on WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
I feel like we should have thrown a name in there.
I feel like that's my favorite version that we have.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. We do need to slide a name in there, though, next time.
Next time, we'll have to get a name in there.
You just say me. It's fine.
That works. You know, one of these days we'll be right. One of these days. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Terry, I've got 3 possible qualifiers here. Give me a 1 through 3 if you don't mind.
1.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Bailey Williams.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
Met Bailey and worked with her during It's a Wonderful Life. Wonderful soul. Great human being. Bailey, have a great day. Enjoy your birthday. Also, happy birthday to Kaylee Keene.
Happy birthday, Kaylee.
Kaylee, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Richard Cook.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Enjoy your day, Richard. We hope it's a great one for you. And you are our qualifier. You can thank whoever got us your birthday. And we encourage you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailuff@civicmedia.us. You can go ahead and direct message us on Facebook. That's another way to do it. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We take a look at our celebrity list now. Julianne Hough is 35.
Oh, I like her.
Am I saying her last name right?
Julianne.
Julianne Hough. Hough. It is right. Okay. She's a country singer, former Dancing with the Stars pro, and star of Footloose, Rock of Ages, Grease Live. She's done a lot in a short amount of time.
And I'm a Nicholas Sparks fan, and she's in a couple of his movies. They make his books into movies, so Safe Haven, she's in that. But yeah, I like her.
Yeah, yeah. She's got a really nice career going. Let's see here. John Francis Daly is 38. Lance is on Bones. Okay. Gisele Bündchen is 43. Now
that's a mouthful.
Gisele Bündchen. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, yeah. I really think this website wise is tacky sometimes. They're calling her the Miss Tom Brady. If they were still married, it would be he's Miss Brunson.
Absolutely.
Like, for those that don't know,
I think we just call him Mr. Giselle.
Yeah, yeah. Because you might even still be able to call him that. I don't know. Tom Brady, extremely accomplished, got a lot of money, a lot of power, a lot of all these things. He pales in comparison to Giselle.
Yeah, it's insane. I always think that's funny. I always wondered if that's part of the chip on his shoulder, and hopefully not.
Yeah, yeah,
because I mean, what, now they're divorced, but when they were married and whatever, you know, but then it's just like, get over yourself. But yeah. but I mean, she out earned him exponentially.
Oh, yeah,
it's kind of crazy. And you think about what his net worth is, and which is outrageous.
She's kind of laughing last here. You know, more power to her. I'm not a New England fan. I don't care. I do care about Judy Greer, though. Judy Greer is 48. Paul Rudd's ex-wife Maggie in Ant-Man. She's Kitty in Arrested Development. Cheryl on Archer. One of my favorite voice actors, too. I really like her voice. Judy Greer is a great character actor. She does a lot of good work. Former NBA and Milwaukee Buck champ. Oh, not Milwaukee Buck champion, but NBA champion. Ray Allen is 48 today. Ray Allen starred in the Spike Lee movie He Got Game. He was drafted by Milwaukee. Played a good handful of years here in Milwaukee. One of the sweetest shots any NBA player has ever had. His arc, his shot, just timeless. And he could still do it. He could still, like, pop him off. Like, I don't know if he could run back and forth up down the court as much as he used to.
Well, he's still young. I mean, he's old for basketball, but he's still young.
One of those guys I always enjoyed watching play. Omar Epps is 50. Oh my God, that made me feel old. Jeez.
Hey, 50 is the new 40.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling myself. ER, the program, Love and Basketball. He was in a version of the Mod Squad. I believe he was on House also. He was on House for a while too. Good actor. He looks incredibly like Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, their head coach. And these two have had a lot of fun with this over the years. It's funny. It's a little similar to Will Ferrell and the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who look insanely alike. It's funny. Sandra Oh is 52. Wonderful actor. You may know her as Dr. Christina in Grey's Anatomy. She's been in plenty of other things, too, though. Great actress.
But that's where I know her from, is Grey's Anatomy. She was fabulous.
I've been right more than not about a handful of young actors or actors that get their break, and I'm like, oh, that's the next star. Elijah Wood. I saw him in North, and I'm like, man, he's hanging with Bruce Willis. This kid's going to be all right. He's going to have a good career. And for everyone that I'm right on, though, there's a handful I'm wrong. And I say that like because I still hope he does have a good break. Josh Holloway is 54 today. You may not recognize that name, but I think a lot of people that watch Lost will remember Sawyer. That man was like, he still is handsome for all day and a good actor and all that. And I thought once Lost wrapped up, his star was just going to like just skyrocket. I thought he was going to have this amazing career. He's been in a couple of things, but really hasn't caught in that break.
He's Lost.
I think he's Lost. No, that was great. That was very well played by you. Nicely done. He's taken a step back and kind of become a little bit more of a family man and stuff. So that's a big part of it. Stone Gossard is 57, Pearl Jam lead guitarist. He sings lead on the underrated Pearl Jam song Mankind. As great as Eddie Vedder is, Pearl Jam is not Pearl Jam without Stone Gossard and Jeff Ament, their bass player. They're a great band, but so much of the heart of that band is that the rhythm section.
But isn't that kind of cool? Isn't that essentially what you would want it to be? Where, you know, every single element of it is... I don't know. I think that's awesome in a band when every element is as important as the rest.
Oh yeah, yeah, I agree with you.
Because you see a lot of where there's just a lead. You know, maybe it's the singer, usually the singer, but you know, maybe it's just one person and the rest just kind of fall in. But yeah, I agree. I think they're all really important to that group.
Dean Winters is 59. Now, you may not recognize him by name, but I guarantee you know him. He was in Rescue Me, 30 Rock, Law & Order SVU. He had a nice recurring role in, but he is the guy who messes up cars in the Allstate commercials. He's Mayhem.
I love him.
He's great. He is so good. He is me.
That is a... That is a really awesome commercial line.
He found a niche as an actor of playing, like on 30 Rock, he would play Tina Fey's ex-boyfriend who is just like horrible for her. He's the worst ex-boyfriend in history, but she doesn't want to let him go because he's nice about this or that, and she hasn't had a lot of good relationships. And he was so good at that that he kind of spun that character in some ways into this Allstate guy. And now... Like Allstate, so he had a health issue a couple of years back, like right before the pandemic, I think he had a health issue and was going to stop doing it.
No, it was
long before COVID. It was an intense situation. Allstate held back and waited for him.
Yeah. Well, you could not put somebody else in there at this point. Okay, but how does insurance do that? We've got Mayhem, we've got Lemu Emu, and we've got Flo. Isn't that interesting?
And the Geico.
And the Geico. So, like,
the Gecko,
how?
Gecko,
but,
yeah.
But isn't that? I don't know. I think that's kind of crazy.
Well, there's like, is it Progressive or who's the one that's got like 90 mascots?
Progressive is Flo.
Is Flo, and don't they have some others too? I could swear they have some others too.
Well, and State Farm has Jake. I mean, it's kind of.
Does it incentivize you? 424-2600. Does it incentivize you to go to an advertiser if they have a ton of mascots or not? Like, is it or do you like it more when it's just the one mascot that just, you know?
But it is interesting. I can't think of any other industry, like service industry, where the marketing is so recognizable.
I agree. Celebrating her 59th birthday, Terry Irwin, Steve the Crocodile Hunter Irwin's widow. I admire a lot of how she has handled things since his passing and during his passing. I don't think any of us can imagine what that is like unless you've been through something similar. And I think she's done an incredible job with her, those kids. And you look at how good those kids are doing and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
They got their own show and stuff. And yeah, very, very happy for that family, just considering. Let's see here. Frank Whaley is 60, character actor who was Jim in Career Opportunities and the one and a couple of other good things. Good character actor. And let's see here, celebrating his 76th birthday. Let's see. It'll kick in just a second here because it's one of the greatest intros of a song of all time. All time. Happy 76th birthday to the man, Carlos Santana, my favorite guitar player of all time. Still doing it too at 76, still performing, still out there doing his thing. And this is, I think, one of the greatest intros ever.
It's awesome.
So dang good. 76 and still playing like that, everybody. That is impressive. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Kim Carnes, celebrating her 78th birthday. I was trying to pull up Betty Davis Eyes, but the computer would not work with me. But that is, of course, her famous track, Betty Davis Eyes. Still holds up, too. It's still not a bad song. I heard it like a year ago.
Yeah, you still hear it.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And then there are some people that are no longer with us. Like we were talking about Pearl Jam earlier. Can't talk about our era of music, Terry, and not mention Soundgarden or Chris Cornell. Mm-hmm. Cornell, born on this day in 64, passed away too young in 2017. Brilliant singer, songwriter of Soundgarden, Audioslave, Temple of the Dog. Had a great solo career as well. His version of Nothing Compares to You is my favorite version of that song. And there's a handful of Soundgarden songs that I don't know why, but I just kind of got back into a while ago, and I forgot how powerful his voice was. Of all the singers of that era, Kurt Cobain, Lane Stanley, Eddie Vedder, to me, it's hands down. Chris Cornell had a way more powerful voice than any of those guys. All those guys were good singers and different singers in their own way, but nobody compared to Chris Cornell's voice and the power of that voice. There's a handful of songs that really stand out to me. I think Seasons is one that I encourage people to listen to. It's a single that was on the singles, or Seasons was on the single soundtrack. It was a solo song of his that you really hear what I'm talking about, where, oh, this guy had range. Yeah. He could really sing.
To check that out.
It's a beautiful song, Seasons. And Natalie Wood, amazing actress, very horrible ending to her life in her career. Born in 1938, passed away in 1981. I don't know if we'll ever really know the story of her ending, so I do encourage people to check out her work. A great actress, and it gets lost in the shuffle because of her tragic ending. But her work, it's a smack in the face to her legacy to just talk about her passing. She's a great actress and did some really, really good work in her career. And one more time, we want to wish happy birthdays to Bailey Williams, to Kaylee Keene, and our qualifier, Richard Cook.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Encourage you to head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes, she'll turn her music.
There we go, we got it in.
I love that video.
it's such a great, they had no idea what to do with videos in the 80s. None whatsoever. I still want to know what is pure as New York snow. Or Harlow Gold. Harlow Gold is what she calls her hair. I don't know what that one would be. I don't know.
Yeah, that is each of those interesting.
There's some interesting metaphors in that one, yeah. I actually thought that Kim Carnes would have more hits than that when I was a kid, when that song was out. That was so big. When it comes to like 80s hits, that song was on the radio every half an hour.
Oh yeah, I think at so least. Too. I don't think we'd call her a one-hit wonder.
No.
I mean, she had other, but yeah, I agree.
I thought she was going to be like a Madonna type. I really did. I thought that she was going to be huge. Not as big. 80s chewed you up and spit you out, and you know, if you didn't like really, really bring it, you had to have something different going on. You couldn't just have a gimmick. You had to evolve from that gimmick. The thing that kept Madonna going wasn't that she just stayed doing Papa Don't Preach. She kept doing different stuff every album, and I don't know how you got to reinvent yourself every. Ask her, because I don't know how you did, how she did, how pulled that off. I still don't. It's impressive. I have all the respect in the world for people that can do that, stay around for multiple decades. It's hard to have a second album half the time or a second hit. I can't imagine. Maybe that's what you would do with money, you know? Maybe buy yourself a music career or something like that. That's what we're going to get into. Four things to do when you hit a huge lottery jackpot. The big Powerball drawing was last night, and tomorrow's Mega Millions is inching closer to $1 billion. So what's the first thing you'd do if you hit the jackpot? We talked about this a little bit yesterday on the show. Well, now we got some experts, quote-unquote experts, to tell us. Here are the first four things you should actually do. You were touching on this a little bit before, Terry. If you got anything, go ahead and chime in. And our listeners always are welcome to call in 424-2600. Immediately document it. Take a photo or video with the winning ticket and make sure your face and the numbers are clearly visible. Smartphone pictures include metadata, like the date and time each photo was taken. So if anyone tries to claim you stolen ticket, you'll be able to prove you didn't. I would do this as well, just because my friends wouldn't believe me.
But do you want them to?
maybe not. I don't know. Don't tell anyone. If you have to tell your mom or something, fine. But even that's risky. She'll tell your aunt, who will tell everyone. And you'll immediately have long-lost second and third cousins coming out of the woodworks and everything. And coming out of the woodworks, is a great phrase. We need to bring that back.
Yeah,
I love that phrase.
Who actually comes out of the woodwork? I've said it plenty, and I've heard people say it, but yeah.
Keep the ticket secure. Make sure it's somewhere safe where it won't be stolen or burnt up. A safety deposit box at the bank is your best option, but a fireproof safe or a desk drawer with a lock is better than your wallet.
So that is one reason to make your claim right away.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I think I would.
I would too. And the other thing, actually, I heard somewhere said, and it's always stuck with me, not that I'm going to win the lottery, but... Probably the very first thing that you should do once you claim is you need to actually get an umbrella insurance policy, because they're saying how people like intentionally try to get into like accidents with people who win big lotteries and all these.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, that's the world we live in, that you have to be thinking like all these dishonest people, but that, you know what I mean? Like trying to get a claim of what you have. And so that's really kind of one of the first things that you really need to do.
You know, it makes good, like, you know, low hanging fruit comedy and everything. I don't think I don't think I'd be one of those families that has the third cousin coming out of nowhere to ask for stuff. My family's so proud.
I think you'd be surprised.
I probably would be. I mean, now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm thinking about it. But yeah. Because I'll tell you this, the few times I've been around celebrities or anything like that, and I tell like my cousins afterwards or something, the immediate thing is, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you take a picture with them? Or why did you do this? I'm like, I'm an actor. You don't do that as an
actor. I have to have a little integrity.
I got to act a professional here. Hey, would you mind talking to my cousin Lisa? She'd really love to talk to you. She's a big fan. Like, I don't know. Yeah. They're never going to hire me again.
So it is unfortunate. Like, I mean, right? It's a game, and it's literally, there is no skill involved. It's luck of the draw. Yeah. And then when you have people trying to take advantage of other, I don't know. I just, it's cringy.
It is, and I really believe in the karma of these things. I don't think that bodes well. You put that kind of stuff in the universe. And find a financial planner. Make sure it's a big one with national cred, not some small town planner down the street. That's insulting. That's somebody you know and you've trusted for years.
Yeah, I think it's just, though, making sure it's someone with established credibility, right? Yes, it doesn't have to be a big name, but it needs to be someone. It really probably shouldn't just be the random person down the street. It could be the person down the street that you have a relationship with and you have a rapport with. But, you know, it's kind of like these different fly-by-night infomercial of people that you see. I think you have to be careful and smart about it.
While you know, you're hearing from the theme, I think you're hearing from this article, from these experts, you're hearing it even a little bit from Terry and I, we're encouraging, you know, hey, you want to go forward with this early. That doesn't mean you have to do it within the second. Take your time a little bit here. Give it a couple out. Do some homework and look into other people like financial advisors that have helped other lottery winners, I would think.
You know, so the person in Los Angeles where they bought the ticket, mm-hmm. you know, for last night's drawing, that is now going to be having like $462 million after taxes. If they invested that, you would never have to spend $1 off of the actual principal. And you could, I mean, this is a legacy game changer. If you do it right. Now, of course, you have those jokers who just blow it all, which whatever, easy come, easy go. Again, it's a game. But it's just the opportunity to really do some really awesome things. Is there.
I'm actually really happy for that person in California. Now they don't have to move. They can live in California now. They can actually afford to live in California.
Eventually it'll just fall off. Sorry, that was my inner Carl. It's just going to float away.
Yeah, that was Carl. That's a great callback to a line Carl would do. I've got a lot of friends and family out there. I kind of hope it doesn't float off. I actually think if you want to have a bet on this one, I think Florida.
Florida, I knew you were going to say that.
Only because it's already halfway sunk into the ocean already. they can't build on land over there. They've got cities in Florida that should not exist because you're not supposed to be building on these things. They've got a stadium there where the Florida Panthers play. When they built it, they built it knowing in 10 years this is going to be in the swamp. Like, what are we still building stuff there
but
for?
But isn't that like what I'm trying to think? What that country is? Is it like over like Myanmar, like that area where they're actually making those artificial islands?
Yeah.
But putting like city, like not a little hut on it, like actual big structures. People,
it's crazy.
It's interesting.
We can't end this segment without me, of course, wrapping up that idiom coming out of the woodwork. Where does that come from? Where does that come from and everything? Well, it refers to the wooden parts of a building, especially a house. We understand that. But where does the idiom come from? It comes from the idea of insects crawling out from inside the woodwork where they have been hiding.
Yeah, blech.
Huh, I thought that's where it might be, but I wasn't 100%.
But when I say it, I'm not really thinking about termites.
No, I don't know. You and me both, I hear you. When we get back, we're going to tell you how people are dealing with the heat wave. We'll get into that when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR. Here we go. One, two, three. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. I would be okay if this was the only bumper we ever used.
Me too.
Oh,
one of my favorite Prince songs.
Yeah, easily my favorite, by far and away. Mr. McGee, I don't know.
See,
I don't know about that.
And I was just thinking the bit too leisurely. He was just ahead of his time.
Yeah, maybe. He was certainly ahead of his time on a lot of things, so it would make sense. Yeah, that's gotta love that song. She came in through the outdoor. It's one of my favorite lines of all time. Mm. We're going to get into this heat wave, and because we haven't talked about that enough. 424-2600, what are you more tired of hearing about, the heat or COVID? Which one? Have we finally hit the limit on one of these? When you ask this question in a heat wave, the results will be skewed. But in general, what do you prefer, being too hot or too cold? 53% of Americans say being too cold is the better option. 32% would rather be too hot. And 15%, of course, are not sure. I'm sure of what Terry's answer is, but I don't want to assume. So, Terry, you know.
I'd much rather be too cold.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. And to be honest with you, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. I don't really feel like I notice the heat too bad. Granted, I haven't spent a ton of time in some of our hotter parts of the country. I've never been to Arizona. The parts of California I was in, the year I spent living out there, really didn't hit a lot of heat waves. And I was in mostly the middle of the state a lot of the time, which it just doesn't get that hot. The top, the bottom of California, sure, is where it usually heats up. The time I spent in Texas, though, not so much when I was in Galveston, but when I was near Waco, that was probably the hottest weather I've ever experienced. It was 110, like on the average, and this was over 15 years ago, or 10 to 15 years ago. So I haven't dealt with a lot of hot heat like that, and I don't want to pretend like I know what it's like. I can say that I get I get cold easy. I got frostbite in my fingertips and my toes, so that's probably why the cold and me just don't get along.
But you can add layers.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can't peel your skin off.
You can't do much with the heat. You're absolutely right about that. So the only way most of us could be too cold right now is if we're blasting the AC. Otherwise, you know, there's 10% of us that say they usually set the temperature below 65, including 3% who said in the 50s. Wow, that's even too cold for you, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
The number one answer to that one was somewhere between 70 and 74. I think that's the traditional.
That's funny. That's our heat is set at 70, and our AC is set at 74.
Yeah, same. My parents are the same exact way. Yeah, and I know this because my father will not allow you to touch that humidifier.
Oh, me either. I will break your fingers.
Yeah.
Touch that thermostat, dead meat.
My dad's not too bad about most things. That's one of them. That and his lawn. He loves his precious lawn so much. So what else have you been doing to beat the heat this summer? Here are the top answers that we have found. Drink more water. 68% of us have been.
Yeah, hopefully people are.
Almost 70% of people. That is I'll take that. That's pretty good. That is all right. I know I'm trying to get on.
Is it enough water? You're drinking more than you drank before, but you know most people don't drink enough water.
I know I am working to get better at that. I was doing good for a while.
You're supposed to drink what, half your weight in ounces?
Something like that. Yeah. So considering I weigh like 20 pounds,
10 ounces. Yeah, 10 ounces. You've already you need to stop.
Yeah.
Go dump out your water. You've had too much.
Wear lighter clothing or less of it. 54% of people are doing that, within reason. Within reason.
Unfortunately.
What I love, I will say this, because I think that there goes two sides of this one. There are people that will wear less clothing this time of year that maybe, you know, you don't see like on TV people that size maybe wearing that clothing. More power to you. More power to you.
Oh, yeah. Everyone should be comfortable.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
But I also do really prefer, and I'm not a prude, but I do prefer people to be covered, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, I got, there is nobody I care to see naked in daily public life and all that, or barely naked, or I'm in Walmart and I'm waiting to check out and I've got somebody, you know, with, string cheese between them, like there, you know, whatever. Yeah. I don't need it. I don't need it. I'm not there for that.
I
don't need that.
You know, and one thing you think about, we were talking about technology earlier, but think about the change in fabrics. I mean, if we were 100 years ago, we'd be what would we be in right now? Wool. But you know, like there's so much. It's really actually kind of cool, you know, the cooling fabrics, the moisture wicking, all of that. So you can wear less, thinner, you know, different fabrics and actually stay pretty cool.
Keep your windows and doors closed to keep the hot air out. 52% of people are doing that.
That's me.
Nice. Avoid doing anything physical outdoors. 46% of people
are
doing
me.
That.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right on.
Just kidding. Kind of.
I actually find that, to me, once I get outside and get working, I don't notice the heat as much. I'm preoccupied. I'm a little busy. I'm not as focused on it. I think it's when I'm out, if I'm just outside hanging out, that I notice it more.
Yeah, where you're just sitting still.
Yeah.
And I think you just kind of expect it, right? If you're actually doing some kind of physical exertion, you're going to sweat. You're going to be a little bit warmer. I do notice, though, when it's this hot. Like, I like to walk. And I, you know, we like to take our dog for walks, obviously, a variety of reasons, mostly to tire him out. But when it's hot, I'd much rather go walk at the Y inside on the track than outside, because I just don't like hot.
Careful with the dogs and walking. I know 99% of people out there get this, but just in case those 1%, because you need to be smarter than your dog. Your dog will want to stay out there forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like my little fur brother, Sam, he will walk and just walk until, you know, forever he would keep going. I see him panting. I see him, you know, drooling all over himself. I'm like, all right, we got
to
get
trying
Sam some
to,
water.
Trying to regulate. Yeah.
Yep. Think of that. Keep that in mind, everybody. Avoid hot drinks and hot food. 41% of us are opting for colder options there.
Oh, rocket science.
Yeah, right. plan to do stuff in the morning or evening instead of midday. 35% here.
You know, going back to the food thing, I just tell you, last week one day, I just was having this soup. Like, I was like, oh, I want soup for lunch, right? But it was hot. But it's why? But I go to Culver's and I'm like, what kind of soup do you have today? And the girl's like, I mean, because they have it, you know, but it just seems weird to order a cup of chili when it's 90 degrees. But it is what I was hungry for.
She had a reaction like it was being put to her for dinner. Like
it was super cute.
Plan to do stuff in the morning or evening instead of midday. Okay, that's a good one. Take
Absolutely.
A cold shower or bath.
No, can't do it. Mine's hot.
Yeah. I'm not great at the cold shower thing. No. I'm not really good with that. No matter, I could be boiling getting in there, but as soon as I got like 30 seconds before, I'm like, all right, I got to turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, and I can't, I also can't get in the shower till the water's at temperature. Like, I turn it on and wait till it gets warm, and then I go in. Like, I can't go in and turn it on. It comes out cold.
Yeah. I also have no use for cold showers for a lot of reasons. I just, you know. More swimming or water-based activities. 14% of us are doing more of that. Now, that is the opposite. That one, I say this every year, and every year I have a couple listeners make fun of me for this. But I love swimming, and every year I'm like, I got to get out there and swim.
You should.
And I don't. And
do
I don't get out there.
Funny, I like when, so we have a above-ground swimming pool in our backyard, and I like it when the sun, you know, when the sun keeps the water warm. So, you know, you get in and it's just like you could float in there all day, right? Mm-hmm. And my husband's always like, he'll take the solar cover off when it starts to get too warm because he's like, you should not have to sweat in the swimming pool. You know, it shouldn't feel like a bath. It should be refreshing. I'm kind of like, well, I'm fine with the bath.
Mm-hmm. I love hearing that debate, though. I would like to actually be a fly on the wall
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah. Buy a new fan or air conditioner. 13% of us have done that in the last month or so. Another interesting note to tag on to this one, for those that didn't see the report this morning, I did because I'm crazy and I was up all night and reading up on, catching up on all these news. Our air conditioners were not built for this weather. With the temperatures that we're experiencing right now in a lot of parts of the country, the air conditioning was literally not built for that. Be careful of that. How much you're overworking your air conditioners and giving, like, especially as soon as you can turn that puppy off at night, catch it, turn it off.
Give it a break. It'll probably last longer, right? If you can give it a break.
But I thought that was fascinating. I was all caught up in this article about this, about how even the most expensive air conditioner you can buy, the greatest one you can find right now, anywhere you're going, I don't care what kind of wallet you got or purse you have, that air conditioner was not built for 120 degree, 110 degree weather and everything. So keep that in mind when you're blasting your AC and stuff. Also, another thing with the fans. Very few, I saw in the same article, 70% of people don't do this, where you have to readjust your fan. Yeah,
oh, yeah, turn the direction.
Turn
yeah.
the direction yep. on it. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's a game changer if you do stuff
well,
like
and,
that.
And for the winter, too. You know, it pushes yes. that warm air down, and it helps with circulation and the work on your furnace. So, yeah, absolutely. If you have ceiling fans, you do need to reverse the rotation of them fall and spring.
As somebody who likes to be cool, Terry, is there anything on this list or that you would add on to? Or?
No, but I am definitely a middle of the day, and we're going to call that like 11 to yeah. 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe 5. Like, I may stay in the AC.
Yeah.
You know, I occasionally will suck it up. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, we might be having friends come to the pool or, you know, like something like that. I'll suck it up. But just in general, I'm perfectly content with getting stuff done inside. The other thing you think about when you think about the temperature in your house is just little things like maybe you don't run your dryer during during the hottest part of the day, your oven,
yeah.
because it really warms up the house more than you probably think. Even the energy efficient models, it just happens.
We're going to get out of here for a moment. We'll be back with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society and our pet of the week to kick off the 9 o'clock hour and plenty more on the morning show here at, you tell them, Chuck.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.